Hi everyone, I'm Liam. A little over a year ago, my twin brother Noah and I won the televised talent competition Star Search. To say our lives haven't been the same since would be a massive understatement. The very moment the presenter announced we'd won, things went absolutely crazy. We thought we'd be instantly overwhelmed by endless phone calls from agents, or maybe thousands of congratulatory emails. But actually, it was our social media that completely blew up. Our phones were vibrating so much we had to turn them off, and we gained 1 million followers overnight.
Adjusting to this newfound fame was undoubtedly tricky. We fully expected to have a severe lack of free time, given all the interviews and photo shoots we were scheduled to do. But the real shock for both of us was the sudden loss of our privacy. We couldn't even nip down to the local supermarket for a pint of milk without people snapping photos of us. It definitely took some getting used to.
Soon after the dust settled, we started working on our debut album. Everyone naturally assumes that competition winners are instantly paired with famous producers in top-tier studios, but initially we spent weeks just sitting in a tiny, windowless room with various songwriters, trying to figure out what message we actually wanted to put out into the world. It was an incredibly raw and creative process.
Deciding on our musical direction was an interesting journey. We were known for belting out big pop anthems on the TV show, and our dad, who plays guitar, really wanted us to do rock. Instead, we surprised everyone by releasing an album heavily influenced by folk music. We felt that acoustic storytelling just suited our vocal harmonies so much better than heavy beats.
Around this time, we also hired a professional manager. We originally thought his main job would be to organise our daily schedule and book our flights. However, his most vital role was negotiating our recording contract, ensuring we kept the rights to our own music and weren't taken advantage of by the record label executives.
Then came the inevitable image makeover. The label's professional stylists initially tried dressing us in smart matching suits, which we absolutely hated. We felt like we were going to a formal wedding. We argued our case, and eventually they compromised and put us in leather jackets, which felt much more authentic and closer to our everyday style.
Preparing for our first ever national tour was both thrilling and exhausting. We genuinely thought the complex dance routines and choreography would be the hardest part to master on stage. Actually, getting the lighting right took the most time during rehearsals, as it had to sync up perfectly with the mood of each individual song.
I have to say, life on the road is definitely not as glamorous as people make it out to be. Fans often think the worst thing about living on a tour bus is the lack of sleep, or maybe intense homesickness. For us, though, the biggest challenge to overcome was the sheer boredom during the long drives between cities. You really run out of things to talk about.
Of course, winning the show meant we finally had some money in the bank. When we got our first substantial check, it was extremely tempting to buy flashy sports cars or blow it all on designer clothes like you see other celebrities doing. However, our parents gave us some very sensible financial advice and convinced us to invest in property, which was definitely the smartest move for our long-term security.
So, what's next for us as a duo? Well, our dedicated fans have been begging us to host a weekly podcast, and a Hollywood director even pitched a feature movie about our rapid rise to fame. But what we're actually working on next is a documentary, which will feature exclusive behind-the-scenes footage of our incredible first year in the entertainment industry. We can't wait to share it with everyone.